based experience on love.
Bad.
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 Bad. Bad.
Bad.
And life based experience on love. Welcome to the Pum Pum Chronicles. I am your host, Badass Jones, offering personal advice and life based experience on love, sex, relationships, intimacy, with a little Jamaican flair. Welcome to the Pum Pum Chronicles.
I feel like people are tired of being home, mm-hmm. and it's not necessarily like their freedom is being taken from them. They're being cautioned, you know what I mean? And because, you know, we've been riding on fear for such a long time, it's mm-hmm. like, you know, people are scared to go out, but people want to go out. So it's like, you know, what's the middle ground? Me? I see people in their cars that are so scared they're driving with their fucking mask on and they're by themselves.
And I never understood that, because it's your air. It is your air. You're in
because
your car now.
The Rona is hanging onto their car, onto their windshield, waiting for that her to take
outside.
Her mask off. Yeah.
And
yeah.
She might bust the window. I heard Rona kind of got some hands too. So I don't know. I'm not sure. I've probably seen her somewhere in the hood.
Don't kill
Maybe
me.
Maybe just hanging out. I don't know. It's so weird though, because like here in Texas, like this is the perfect, I think, example of like half and half splits on
yes.
ideas, because I'm in Dallas and the bigger cities, you know, we voted blue. So we not taking off our damn masks for the most
right.
part. Like a lot
right.
of like my job is still not opening 100%. A lot of jobs
right.
are like, no, wear your masks. We're not listening to what the hell.
But like in Houston.
Houston is the same, I think.
Okay.
I think because Houston kind of got like Atlanta for a brief spell.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
Houston. They get rowdy down there. But a lot of them are wearing the masks too. But then you go to like the sticks in the middle of nowhere and they will beat your
not,
ass.
They're
if
not,
they see
yeah, they're
mask.
Not trying to, they're not trying to wear a mask.
No.
Not for nothing.
And
it's like,
here,
they're telling you you're a traitor for wearing a mask,
yes.
for protecting yourself.
Oh my God. You should see it here. It's so crazy. So where I am, if I go, I think maybe 15 minutes up the road, it's like a different world. That's like Yankee, like honky territory.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't wear the mask. I think when we had the snowstorms, I slid to the grocery store and, you know, the mandate wasn't over at that point. And there were people walking in with no mask and nobody said anything. And I'm just like,
wow.
Y'all
yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see how it plays out in the next couple of months, especially Listen. Like, well, I know like for the most part, you guys essentially have warm weather there all the time, and the snowstorm mm-hmm. was like a freak thing that hasn't happened in almost 50 years. But you know,
right.
like other parts of the country where we're just starting to get warmer weather, and you know what I mean, like
mm-hmm.
people get cabin fever under normal circumstances when they have winter all the time, like us, or for whatever reason, you have hurricane season where you're locked inside your house or trapped or whatever,
right?
And then you know what I mean. So as the weather gets better. And people really want to go outside this
Ooh.
Year, especially because we've done one full year already.
One
under
full
this.
Year. People gonna
yeah.
think the vaccine got everything covered.
Yeah.
I seen on my Snapchat, people were like out at the club. I didn't see,
mm-hmm.
you know, like before, during the pandemic, mm-hmm. people were still going to the club. But you see like the mask under their chin, even though that's still not where the damn thing is supposed to be at that point. What purpose is it serving?
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna bother
yeah.
you.
Yeah. No, I watched
like
in the Jamaican community, they have like the dance hall parties and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. And a woman, her name is Wally British. She's a promoter. She
mm-hmm.
had a three day birthday party in Miami.
Oh my!
And her events are packed with no less than 200 people. Not a single mask in sight.
Is it us?
Not
are
even...
we punks? I'm starting
you know
to
what?
Think they're talking about us.
Listen, I will take that punk all
I
day
will
long.
Too.
I will
listen,
hug it. Yeah,
I've
I'm
had
not...
somebody close to me catch that
mm-hmm.
miss and nearly
mm-hmm.
died. And I was just like, I don't think I want no problems with Miss Rona.
Right.
I typically, you know, I'm pretty fearless most times,
mm-hmm.
but she sound like she's a problem. And I'm
because there's so much uncertainty around this particular virus. Like, they don't have a handle on it. So it's like,
aren't there no strains popping up like every other 5 minutes?
Listen to me.
Confused. Like, different states got different. It's like weed at this point.
You know what? We're gonna get start started because I can't even talk to you no more. We're gonna get started.
I'm sorry.
greetings, pom pom posse, bless up yourself. Welcome to another episode of the Pom Pom Chronicles pod. I am your host, AJ Badass Jones. You can of course find me on my social media platforms on Instagram and Twitter. Yes, Instagram and Twitter at the Pom Pom Chronicles pod, and thank the Lord they have let me back into the people's Instagram. Ooh. On my personal page. You can follow me on my personal Instagram at badass_jones_. If you want to get in contact with me to submit content, ask questions or anything thereof, you can email me at thepompomchronicles@gmail.com, or you can hit the call-in line at 320-270-1086. And of course, episodes of the Pom Pom Chronicles are streaming on all platforms where podcasts can be heard, and there is also a YouTube channel of the same name, the Pom Pom Chronicles pod. Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all been listening to this conversation that we were having before, funny as fuck. Today I have a special guest with me, a dope ass young lady. Her name is Key, and she is the host of Ropes and Handcuffs podcast. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here. You just don't know how I feel. Like, I am in the presence of royalty at this point.
Oh, stop it.
I feel like I should be throwing roses at your feet, girl. I am happy I am here.
You are so wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Congratulations on starting a new podcast. I think that's absolutely dope. Welcome to the world of podcasting. I know you've been having a great time with it. So let everybody know who you are, where they can find you, all about your podcast.
Well, first of all, thank you so much. It's people like you and all of the other OGs that inspire me, because I'll tell you, getting this started, first of all, none of y'all told me that podcasting was like a pain in the ass sometimes. So
yeah, it really is.
Yeah, nobody told me that, but I'm
no,
so
we just
grateful.
We show the fun side.
Ooh, child, you did not tell me, but I am so happy that I have, especially on the sex side and, you know, relationships, we have people like you, women like you, that are talking about stuff that need to be talked about. So it kind of gave me the inspiration to get on my own podcast and talk my own shit. So, like Miss AJ said before, my name is Key. I am with the Ropes and Handcuffs podcast. Pretty much same concept, sex, relationships, and real shit. You might get some spirituality. You might get some ratchetness. We're talking about sucking dick and eating pussy and taking care of your genitals and just being a better human. All kinds of stuff over there. So, yeah, you can get at me on Twitter at RNHPod. My Instagram is ropes_andcuffs, and my podcast can be found pretty much anywhere on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, all the fun stuff.
Very nice. I love it. I think that there definitely is room for all kinds of podcasts that relate to sex, intimacy, sexual health, sexual well-being. It's great to hear different voices and different perspectives. And I think it's an absolutely beautiful thing. And I'm so happy that you started your podcast.
Yay. Thank you. I'm glad y'all inspired the heck out of me, because I have been watching y'all for like you, Primrose, all of the people, you know, that have had the established platforms for years. I've been watching y'all since like 2016. And I just told Chris with the Shenanigans pod, I was like, you know, I looked at this for a while and I wanted to do it. And I was like, people ain't gonna want to hear what the hell I got to say. Nobody is gonna want to hear. I thought that for the longest. I was like, man, nobody finna listen to me talk my shit. And then, like, I'm country and stuff, so getting on the mic was like,
no, you don't even understand how much I love your accent. I know people say I have an accent, but when
I
listen to you,
you have a beautiful accent. But I feel like sometimes I sound like a drunk cowboy. So
I love you. You know,
nobody want to hear me talking about no dick like this. This
is
ridiculous.
Absolutely. No, because I spent like 3 months in Texas with a friend of mine. And so getting used to listening to her speak, I love that you're I'm going to call it a Southern twang. I don't know what to call it, but no, it's not. Yeah, it's nice.
Thank you.
Nobody wants to hear a cowboy sounding woman talking about sucking.
Girl, because I thought I heard myself on the mic the first time. You know, once you start, you record yourself and you like, let me see how I sound.
Is that what I sound like?
I was like, oh shit. Oh my God. No, this is not how I sound. Not for real. No.
Oh my God. Don't freaking kill me. No, but you have a great voice. You have a clear voice. You have a strong voice.
Thank
and I think
you.
The Southern twang just adds charm to it. So even when it's charming when you're talking about sucking dick. Look
oh
at that.
Oh my God. I'm finna go cry. I think I shed a thug tear. Oh, my God.
Don't kill me. So we are going to be talking about, you know, a little mishmash of different things in the area of sex and pleasure and all these kind of things.
Yeah.
So I sent you a list of questions. We're going to just, I'm going to pull them randomly. I'm not going to ask you them in court. I'm going to pull them
okay,
randomly.
I like a surprise.
Okay. Yeah. So have you ever had follow-up sex because the first person you fucked with didn't fuck you properly? And by follow-up sex, I mean like he leaves and you're like, yeah, that was trash. Let me call Tyrone and see what Tyrone is doing.
All right. So before I start answering questions, you know, I like to ask for permission because your girl be cutting up sometimes. So do you want the raw answer or you want me to give you the PC?
We do it raw over here all day long. Give it to me. Oh, natural.
Have I had follow-up sex? Hell yes. And I am not ashamed to admit it. So I'll tell y'all what the hell happened. So I called this guy. You know how sometimes, like, when you glow up in life, I don't know if I'm just petty or if this is just a woman thing. But, you know, you glow up. You might have got your body together, your money right. You know, you feeling like you that bitch. And so I reached back. One of my old fuck buddies from, like, 2012 hit me up on Instagram and, you know, we got to chopping it up or whatever. And he came over and I cooked and, you know, got the house all nice, whatever. And I wasn't trying to lure him back in because I was sure I didn't want him. I just kind of wanted to be petty. So I just want to show him, like, look, I got my shit together and you're still where you're at, loser. Mm-hmm. But I still want to fuck. So I thought we was going to have a good time because we've had sex before. He is, you know, he's got a good size penis. The last time I remember us having sex, it wasn't a 10 out of 10. It didn't even make my top three. But, you know, it was sex. So I was like, eh, okay, I'll take it because I ain't had no hoes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was like the worst sex ever. No, he did not eat it. No foreplay.
What?
Did not try to turn me on. And
what?
Yeah, and I was at a place where I guess like I was right at trying to find my voice when it came to sex, you know, tell people like, no, we're not going to start off like this because I'm not aroused. And just because you are, it doesn't mean that we're good to go. So I hadn't quite found out how to say that just yet. And so I just let it continue. He thought the screams were like moans of pleasure. And I was like, at some point I had had enough and I was just like, please get up. It was so bad. I was so pissed off and my little plan had went to shit. So I was fucking with somebody else. And this dude, he worked in the adult industry before.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know, you see stuff like that and it's like, I know you know what you're doing. So we call you. And so I think it was less than 24 hours and I got some follow-up dick and got my back broke and it was
Gay.
Ate the cat and he made sure I was good and ripped to go before we did it. And I got mine and he got his and it was beautiful.
Salute you.
Ain't nothing wrong with follow-up sex. You.
See, and that's my whole thing. It's like, should you stay in misery and unhappiness because the person that you thought was going to do a good job didn't do a good job? And then you're debating with yourself, well, does it make me a hoe if I have sex with somebody? Listen to me. It is about your pleasure, and what you and another consenting adult do is the fuck between the two of you and nobody else's business.
Because listen, ain't no reason for you not to get your nut. Because they don't know what they're doing. If he fumbles or she fumbles or whoever you having sex with, if they fumble, go get you a backup. Because that's not fair to you. I wish I would have stopped him. Because we probably wouldn't even had, like, we wouldn't even got to the point that we got to. Because that was so damn miserable.
Yeah. I've had that experience. I actually stopped him. I'm like, this, just don't. Mm-hmm. You know how I knew it was going to be bad? Because I didn't even take my skirt off.
Oh.
I literally lifted up my skirt, took my panties off, and lay back. And that was it. I don't know what it was in my mind that just said to me. I think it was just all the talking. You know, sometimes they hype up themselves.
I hate that shit so much.
Yeah. It was, it was absolute garbage.
The good dick. It's the ones that got the real good pipe that won't say a word. Mm-hmm. They just show up and
they just show up
and put dick right in your kidneys. But no, it's the men that talk all this shit about how they're going to bend you over and
can't bend a fucking thing.
No, the fuck you not. You
can't. They can't bend licorice. They can't bend nothing.
God.
Yeah.
And then bad part is they do all of this, and I think what's so unfortunate is that, like, you know, had the tables been turned and it was one of us that showed up with bad sex, we probably would have never heard the end of it.
Oh yeah.
But they get to leave and they kind of feel like they still got what they wanted. And that's so disgusting to me because you didn't even try.
You know what? It's that mentality that they have. Well, you know, well, I still fucked. And because they're selfish.
Tell everybody your dick was terrible.
Listen to me. I will tell people about your 3.5 seconds. Eh? I will tell people about awful.
He don't eat no coochie and he didn't even, like, even if you don't like oral, you didn't whisper in my ear. You didn't try to touch me. You didn't try to romance me. You just rolled over and said, turn the Netflix on and let me stick it in you, sir.
Yo,
who lives a life like that?
You're good. I'm glad that you never returned for like a, because you know sometimes they're like, oh, give me a second chance, I'll do better. Mm-mm. I'm glad that you didn't
go for it.
I'm glad that you didn't go for it.
Hell no, I wasn't finna go for that twice. No,
that, could you imagine disappointment back to back?
I mean, and technically with him, he kind of did, because we hadn't. I think it was like a 5-year span between the time that we had sex, and the first time was. But then again, I was young. We was like fucking in the back of the car and stuff.
Right.
It was, oh, I got a cramp and this, that, and the third. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then we tried again. And you mean to tell me in 5 years you didn't learn nothing?
Okay, but bigger question. Who's he been fucking in 5 years and disappointing for the past
5 years? He got 2 kids in the 5-year span. Shut so I'm really confused. Up. I was really confused. I was like, did you fuck her like this? Is that she decided to have a baby? But then again, he in a baby mama drama situation. So,
jeez,
that's all I'm gonna say about that.
Yeah, boy. Mm-hmm. Since we're talking about great sex, because your follow up sex was the greater experience, queefing, pum pum farts, pussy farts.
She be talking.
Does that mean no? Because I've heard guys say that, like, or you know, like after they're talking to their friends and whatever, that you know, a woman's pum pum is big because, you know, it's letting out air.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's kind of hard because I've been told, and again, I don't know shit about nothing. I just go off of what I know. So don't take none of this in concrete, because I don't want y'all coming back to AJ like, the bitch you had on your podcast has said one thing. Don't. And so from my understanding, I was told that it just means that some air has gotten into your vagina. Mm-hmm. And I'm inclined to believe that that's true, because for me, I feel like I'm tight. I've been told that I'm tight. Hey, I haven't had any
kegels.
Okay, yes, I do my kegels, honey. But I've been told that I'm tight, and I haven't had any, you know, children, as if children, you know, change anything. But, you know, folks feel like it, you know, it busts you wide open, which is not the case. But nothing, you know, crazy going on down there. And I've queefed before, and it's always after I've had like some crazy sex. So if it's different positions, if we went rounds, if it's going in and out, then sometimes it's, you know, just the air escaping. But to me, it's not a big deal. And I've never understood why people make queefing such a big deal. It would be different if I farted on you in the middle of sex.
Right. But before you knew what it was there ever an awkward moment? Because, like, I know that, like, before I knew what it was, it's like, you know, like you queef. And then I'm kind of looking at him and he's looking at me. He doesn't feel no type of way. But in my mind, I'm like, you know, like, is he thinking that, you know, whatever it is that, but have you ever had a moment where you like kind of second guess?
Yes. You should have saved me when I was young. You know, I don't know. Like, so the first time that it happened to me, I remember it as clear as day. I was like face down, ass up.
Hey.
And this man pulled it out and all I heard was, what the fuck is this? And I'm scared to death because I thought, you know, the first time it happened, like, it's a mind fuck. So it's like, did that come out of my...
Yep.
This man? Is this one of those sex moments? Am I... Oh my God, what did I eat? But then I, you know, I felt it again and I was like, nah, that didn't come from my booty. That wasn't that. I'm not having a moment. That came from my vagina. But ironically, the guy that I was messing with when it first happened, he was a little bit older than me. So okay. he didn't make an awkward moment of it, but it damn sure made me feel awkward. It made me feel awkward as fuck. And then years later, like every time that it happened after that with different partners, nobody really made a scene about it. But I think it's just the conversation that happened after that made me feel weird. Because yes. Most men are fucking goofballs when it happens. So they laugh.
Yeah, they take it in stride.
Girl, they laugh and they make a joke out of it just to make it lighthearted, which, yes. You know, now I can appreciate because the shit is funny. But when it's happening to you and you don't know what the hell going on and you're embarrassed, it's like, oh my God, why are you laughing at me? Don't laugh at me.
It makes me think of one of your episodes. You had said that, you know, that you wish that someone had taught you the things that you know as a grown woman now. Like they had taught you those things when you were in high school, because it's like the things that you learn about sex when you're in high school are kind of like the basic things, but they don't teach you things about like queefing. They don't teach you things about like, you know, you may have to take like a pee break in between. Like just because you're having sex, it doesn't stop you from peeing. They don't teach you that not every woman has an orgasm, or there are different types of ways that women have orgasms. Right. So, you know, that this particular part of our conversation made me think of your episode when you had said that, you know, like you wish that they had taught you
and
these
things.
And
that's real. I feel like we can be so, especially as women, we can be so hard on ourselves when it comes to like how we should be performing and what we should look like and what we should smell like and what we should feel like. And as a young woman, you know, some stuff happens like that, especially in high school, because I lost my virginity in high school. So, you know, when things happen like that, when you're so young and then you hear your peers talking about it and it's like, you know, oh, queefing, because I have heard queefing do, you know, mean your pussy is big or whatever. It's light.
And you're like, no, it doesn't.
No, the fuck it doesn't. But you young, so you thinking like, that's the rule and shit. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my fucking God, that means I'm loose. It's like throwing a hot dog down the hallway. Nobody's going to want to fuck with me because I got a big coochie. And that's not even the case. And then you hit 25 and not even 25 for some women, you learn at like 21 and it's like, girl, queefing ain't even no big deal. That's like some air got in there and it's, you fine. Just push it out and keep moving.
Yeah.
Like, I wish somebody would have told me that beforehand, because it would have saved me so much of that embarrassed feeling.
Yeah. Do you think that women have a different standard from men with putting up with bad sex?
I think so. And this is just from my experience. It's like men, when it's bad, it's kind of like they just stop and they don't feel obligated to continue. If they're not into it, which I don't think is wrong, and hell, now I've adopted that policy. But I found like I've heard more of my friends and, you know, homegirls, sister girls, or whatever you want to call it, the sex will be mediocre or it's bad, and they'll feel obligated to go back and deal with it.
Yes.
Because, you know, maybe this is my boyfriend, or I don't want to go find somebody else to mess with because they're going to think I'm a hoe, or, you know, yada, yada, yada. Or maybe you just want to teach them how to get better. I don't know, because I like teaching sometimes. So
yes,
it is what it is. But I do think we have different standards. I do.
I think with men, like, it's interesting. I had a conversation with BJ from Subject Change, Change the Subject podcast. And he had said to me, like, you know, AJ, men will fuck anything.
Yeah.
You know, whereas women look for, like, you know, they may want to get like some dick, but they're still looking for a particular standard of dick. Whereas men will fuck like the ugliest chick because, you know, they've heard she's got good pussy or she sucks good dick or whatever. And he doesn't feel no type of way because he doesn't care about her pleasure. All he's interested in is making sure that he gets his nut in and he walks away. And he's like, you know, like with, as opposed to like with women, you know, women will pick something that's kind of like a, let's say maybe like a better grade, or she's hoping it's a better grade of dick, or at least he eats pussy, or, you know, like he does foreplay really well or whatever. And he's like, guys aren't really as concerned about that. Like, they'll fucking get up and leave.
You know what? And that's why I feel like it is the double standard, because I've heard some crazy stories from men when it came to women with bad sex. Like, I never forget, I've had, so, you know, with women, we are very particular about the dick that we are riding or sucking on or whatever we doing. And we should be. Because you don't know what the fuck people got on. You want to look. My thing is, look the dick face to face.
Absolutely.
You got to get
down. You want to see what's going on.
Okay. Investigate. If you need to lift them balls up and do whatever you need to do that, because you want to make sure that you are not getting yourself into no bullshit. Take it from me. Right. It's not fun. But with men, I've heard stories of like, I'm fucking her from the back and I smell this really bad smell and I just kept going and got my nut and I never called her again. Whereas women probably would have been like,
Nope,
not going to be able to do this because this don't look well.
And listen to me.
I've had men tell me
I had pussy
that tastes like battery acid.
I'm sorry, what?
Girl, that's the same shit I said when he told me. I was like, excuse me, what? Battery acid?
That's just disgusting.
Yeah.
But you know what? I've seen a video on Instagram where this guy, I don't think she was homeless, but you could tell that she just didn't look like she bathe regular, and they paid him to like eat her pussy. The look on his face when she lifted up her legs and he smelt her, he looked like he wanted to vomit, but he actually licked it.
Oh my god, what?
Just nasty, absolutely nasty. And it's funny that you say about like the standard, looking at it face to face. I remember years ago, I went to go fuck with this guy, and I was like, you know, let me, because I like to look at it, I like to suck dick, I'm gonna, you know, try to front about it or whatever. But I seen like a couple of bumps near the base, and I was like, you know, I'm good. Like, I don't know what excuse it was that I made, but we didn't end up fucking because I was just like, even if we're gonna use a condom, that just doesn't look.
You have to be paranoid like that, girl. Listen. You didn't do nothing wrong, because I tell you, the first time that I got the okie doke from one of these niggas, it was at a low point in my life. So I think I just didn't care enough to pay close enough attention. But sometimes with these men, you have to be extremely particular about everything. And I've gotten so paranoid now where it's like, if so I like to talk about sex before we have sex. Because I just need to know what I'm about to get into. Because I make my decision on if I want to continue, you know, once we get to that point, once we start talking about it. And if I hear too many red flags when we talking about the sex, then chances are I'm not going to want to fuck you. Like, I've had men, you know, tell me, what was the crazy one that I've recently heard? I've had somebody tell me his ex-girlfriend was a big cokehead. And, you know, I'm not one to judge your method of partying. That's your business. But she was a cokehead. Right. And she would cheat on him with different types of dudes, unprotected. And then he would have sex with her, unprotected.
Oh, absolutely not.
You know, he had this thing about nutting in her because he wanted to have a baby. So, you know, we all had our fair share of crazy relationships. I get it. Whatever. You're done with her. Cool. When was the last time you got tested?
Okay, that part. That whole fucking part. That entire He couldn't produce cancer fast enough
for me.
Right?
He told me, I think he had said it had been some years. And so in my head, I started adding up the tabs. I said, okay, so you've been fucking with somebody. you've been cheating on her. She been cheating on you. She's on drugs, so you don't know what the hell she doing when she has sex. If she's doing, you know, protected, unprotected, whatever. You out here cheating on her and nothing in other girls. Because at this point, I think he told me that he just wanted to have a baby. He wanted the baby mama experience, which, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Girl, I said, listen, these niggas is crazy. So,
he said, no, I thought women were crazy, because that's some shit you hear bitches say, okay. But that's, no. Wow.
Girl, this was a man, and he told me, he was like, I had been nutting in women, and, you know, then we would fuck around. And when I ask you when was the last time you got tested, and you tell me, oh, it's been a while? What? Yeah, and you think you're going to slide that thing over where?
Yeah, I'll take a hard pass. Thanks.
You have to ask questions and be particular. If I hear you, like, I've heard men, what was it, bragging on the fact that he was nutting in women and getting them pregnant, and they was having miscarriages and abortions. And to me, you don't, girl, these niggas is crazy. I promise you, they're insane. And if you don't take some type of, you know, authority over your pussy and say, absolutely not, yes, you cannot come up in this house.
Yeah. They'll bring that outside, all that mess to your front door. Baby, all of it.
Sad. Don't go outside behind no dick. It is not worth it. Check these men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Check them, because they be living some rough lifestyles. And trust me, fucking STDs hell. Are not fun.
They're, yeah. Okay. So that's weird in and of itself. What's the one of the weirdest experiences that you've had? Like, not just conversation, but like a sexual experience. What's one of the weirdest experiences you've ever had?
Oh my God.
He's like, which one? Which one do I tell?
Okay, because girl, I'm like going through my mental rolodex. Hold on, which one I'm gonna pull out?
Oh jeez.
Which? So I had an encounter with a guy many, many years ago. And you know me, I'm friendly. I don't like to discriminate, because sometimes, you know, we find interesting gems in places that we didn't mm-hmm. think, you know, they would be. So mm-hmm. I was fucking with this dude. He was from DC, Ethiopian, really nice guy, really nice dude initially. Get to his house. Uh-oh. We met on like Tinder or something like that, or whatever the fucking dating app was back then. I don't know. But anyway, we met, and he came to the door, and he was like all of 5'4".
What?
And I'm 5'4". So, yeah, I was like, okay. I didn't run away, because sometimes short men have some good dick.
This is true. This is very true.
Some of them be packing that third leg. Mm-hmm. Like tripod stand. Mm-hmm. But this was not the case. I'll spare y'all the... Listen, this will not be a feel-good story. Trust me. So we get to the fucking part, and he has a roommate, so I'm already knowing I gotta act like I got some sense. So we're having sex. First of all, he did not have the tripod third leg situation. This was not a dick. This was something else. This was a itty bitty sausage, little shrimp.
Oh
yeah. His dick absolutely matched his body, and that was the first time that happened, and I was so
excited. Kick you off my podcast. You said the man's dick matched his body?
Yeah.
And you said he was 5'4"?
Yeah, girl.
Which means he was pinched? Yeah. And his dick was pinched?
Yep. You know, scale to size? That dick was, it was, that was the actual size. This was not an enlarged picture. You know how food sometimes they zoom in so you can see the detail? There was no zooming in, because there's nothing to zoom in on. It's not enough dick for me. And he had magnums.
Goodness me. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I was waiting on you to catch that part. Mm-hmm.
Does Magnum make small size condoms?
Baby, no, he pulled out that L-wrap, and I was laying there. I was like, how the fuck is this supposed to work? Because I was looking, I was like, are you a grower? Is it going to grow some more? Is your dick a transformer? Are you... You know how sometimes they got the dick you can put on top of your dick, and it makes it like, are we doing that? Because I'm a freak. I like that kind of stuff. Are we doing something like that? Because you're going to have to bring some more. Because that damn Magnum was saggy as hell. It looked like a hand-me-down condom.
But he has fucking nerve. He has blood clot nerve. How are you? Listen to me.
Magnum.
Under normal circumstances, when you're an average size dick of 5 to 6 inches, you shouldn't be pulling out a Magnum. They've got Trojans for that. They've got Durex for that. They've got you had nerve to come with a Magnum, sir?
I got one better for you. He had a box of Magnums. Not the three pack.
I was gonna say key come off my phone, but I realized that we're not even on the phone because I would so hang up on you right now.
You invited me on here and you asked me. So yeah, girl, he had a box, a big box of man condoms. So I was like, what?
I can't.
This is for a working man that's got the tools to fit this. You, sir.
You ever see my face right now? You, sir. Ever see my face right now?
You, sir. You don't have the tools and equipment to fit a Magnum. But he put that motherfucker on. He was concerned about me. And he did not, he could not eat pussy well.
Oh, dear.
He could not find a clit. Oh, and, you know, I'm forgiving because I know I'm fat down there. So,
hey.
You know, we got the little juicy juice. So, I'm open-minded. If you can't get to it, I'm willing to work with you. Girl, this man couldn't find the clit if I put a fucking arrow and said it's right. He couldn't find it. The back shots were horrible. He was pulling my weave so much that I could hear my tracks like ripping. I had a sew-in and he was pulling. I think he was trying to do the kinky thing and he was like pulling my hair and telling me to shut up. But I was like telling him to stop pulling my hair.
Oh,
I could literally hear like the thread in my sew-in. Like,
I can't. I'm fucking crying. I'm like, tears.
What the fuck? So.
Oh.
Yeah, that was horrible. He got his nut a few times. I still didn't. I think he tried to make me squirt, and I ended up pissing on him, but I was just, I had had enough. I had had enough, and I was just being spiteful, so I peed on him. Long story short, we...
You heard me sniffling. I'm crying. Like, I'm literally crying.
Girl, this is hard. So I peed on him and just left and ended up talking to his homeboy afterwards. He tried to say, oh, I forgot this part. You're going to laugh. So I tried to suck his little dick just to, you know.
Oh, yeah, try to help the situation.
I thought maybe, you know, maybe I'll give him some motivation. He'll come around. Maybe his little vagina winner will grow a little bit more. Geez. And it didn't. He also told me to lick his dick like a clit.
I'm sorry, what?
Mm-hmm. He told me to lick it. You know, most men like you to put the dick in your mouth and suck. He said, lick it like a clit. Now, I was irritated at the fact
that he said that. Wait, hold on, hold on. No, hold on, hold on, hold on. Back up for a minute. Back up for a minute.
Spin
it. He said those words? Lick it like
verbatim,
a clit?
Right hand of God. Verbatim.
You're lying. Key, I don't believe you. I don't believe
right
you.
Right hand to God. He told me to lick it like a clit. And I was thoroughly fucking confused because I was like, I have never had this request. I've had niggas tell me to spit on it more, make it juicy, suck a little harder, lick my balls, squeeze it a little tighter, use both hands, gag on it, choke on it. Lick it like a clit.
That's a new one.
But
for
you
me
know
too.
What? It was small. So I was like, well.
Oh my God.
I mean, I can kind of see why, but do you really want me to lick your dick like a clit? I knew I shouldn't have been fucking him at that point. And I think immediately after that is when I peed on him because I just wanted it to be over. Yes, I came. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. It came everywhere. Look at it.
It's pee. Fucking crying. Mimbo my clot. I don't know which part of the story is the worst. Like, I thought it was bad.
And then
the
he had the audacity to call me and tell me he didn't want to fuck with me no more. And I was like, cool. And then he got mad because I was excited. Like, I was cool with the fact that I didn't want to fuck with me. I was like, I didn't have any plans on fucking you. I thought we both agreed.
He thought he did something.
Girl,
he did something.
That Magnum made him feel good. The Magnum that didn't fit.
Oh boy.
I still want
to
be.
I know that there's supposed to be a reservoir at the tip of the Magnum, and maybe that's what he rationalized.
There wasn't no damn reservoir. That was a luggage case. That was a briefcase. He had so much room in there. He could fit another dick inside of that Magnum. Somebody else could have got in that Magnum with him, and I still want to fight him behind that. Because what the hell? Why'd you spend your money on a value box of Magnums that you can't fit? Are you giving these to somebody? Do these belong to your roommate? Do I need to walk down the hallway?
Right.
Is that where the dick is?
Oh boy.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
rough times.
I can't even see anymore because my eyes are blurry. I'm crying. Like, I'm crying. Sorry. Tears.
I mean,
eye water.
You asked.
No, that... That was, I can't even think of, I know when I listen back to this, I'm going to cry all over again from laughing, but I can't even think of what is the worst part of that story because it's all just bad from start to finish.
All of it. Every last bit of
your,
it.
The story that I thought of for myself, yours tops mine. I don't even want to tell my story because yours
you should tell it.
All got.
You should tell it.
One of my worst experiences was I went to go fuck with this guy and it was like, you know, booty call hours, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Yes. Excuse me. Right. So we go to his house and, you know, like it's dark in the house. You know, he's like, oh, watch where you're stepping. Blah, blah, blah. So he leads me upstairs. He's on the third floor.
Okay.
And so he has to shut his door by putting a rag between the door and the door frame. There's no door handle on the door. Indication number one.
Okay. You know that video that they have on Twitter of Lil Kim? She's like, you in the hood now, baby. That's
yes, right? But this is the thing. Like, on the outside, the house looks really great until you go inside. So we go upstairs to the third floor. He's like, you know, just pull the cloth. So I'm pulling the door shut with the cloth through the door, between the door and the door frame. And I'm thinking to myself, AJ, don't judge. Maybe, you know, he just didn't get around to replacing the door handle. Then I'm noticing as I'm in his room, so then there's a small area where it's a tiled floor and then the rest is carpet and his bed is, you know, in the far corner.
Right.
And I'm kind of looking around and the lights are dim, so you can't really see too much of what's going on. But as I start to walk on the carpet, I notice that the room is like going, it's sloping upwards, like on an incline.
What the hell?
Yeah, don't, you know, and then I'm looking around trying to adjust my eyes in the dark. I'm noticing that his walls are two different surfaces. One is like board with some kind of sheeting over top of it. And then on the other side, it's almost like rubber, a mix of like half rubber, half drywall.
Oh, fuck that. I watched too many crime shows. I would have got the hell out of it.
Listen to me. So we were there and we're kissing and things are going in. He didn't eat pussy either, but it's whatever. We're kissing, good kissing, you know what I mean? He doesn't take off all his clothes. He wants me to be completely naked. I'm completely naked on his bed. Mm-hmm. Now I'm starting to feel some kind of way because, like, the bed is dilapidated. You know what I mean?
That's just
weird. So he puts on the condom. We fuck. We're laying there afterwards. And I say to him, like, I need to go to the bathroom and pee.
Right.
So he's like, okay, I need to lead you downstairs.
Here we go.
So this is the first time I'm actually, my eyes are fully adjusted to the dark.
Mm-hmm.
He was living in a house that was, you know, when you see houses that are supposed to be torn down and yes, somebody's squatting in the house?
Please tell me that you're not, okay.
Key.
Can I?
I went downstairs. I went downstairs. There's no railing.
Now I want to kick my damn self off.
There was no railing going downstairs to the second floor. When I went in the bathroom, it was like, the bathroom was the size of a one bedroom, but there was like, there was trash in one corner. Like the shower curtain looked like it was rotting. The tub, I don't know who bathes in that tub. I was afraid. It's a good thing that I can squat and pee because if I had to put my ass down on his seat, I'm pretty sure I would have left with something.
You would have needed a tetanus shot.
Listen to me. Then I'm trying to find the soap to wash my hands. I go to turn the tap on. The tap doesn't work. I'm calling for him to say, like, there's no running water. He's like, oh, turn the thing on underneath the sink. So I'm turning the knob under the sink to get the water to run. Yeah, so I could wash my hands. I'm looking around for something. Oh, then I notice there's a big roll of industrial-sized paper towel. Don't know which store he stole that from or whose people's restaurant.
You know, probably his job. You know, we steal things from our job. He don't probably
leave. I go out onto the second floor, and I'm looking around now as I'm standing there. And I'm literally standing in a trash heap.
I'm sorry, what?
It was when I tell you, there were...
What?
It looked like the house that time forgot. It looked like a trash dump. Like, I don't know if he was squatting in the house, because he told me that him and his brother lived there. And his brother, I could see like a room door on the second floor where his brother, but the whole house was full of garbage.
Him, are y'all drug heads? Y'all doing crack? Because this is crackhead shit.
Listen to me. Yeah, I went back upstairs. I'm like, I gotta go. He's like, oh, I thought you were gonna spend the night. I'm like, no, my girlfriend just called. I made up some excuse and put my clothes on and left. You know when you feel like your skin is starting to crawl?
I'm glad you did. Listen, I'm glad you did.
Ew. I've seen me on the 6 o'clock news. I don't know if he was going to try to chop me up and keep me in, like.
Listen, because that's what I said. I was like, oh, fuck no. Because mm-hmm. I don't walk. You know, you hear those stories like on Forensic Files where they're like, yeah, mm-hmm. I walked in the house and there's like tarp on the walls, but mm-hmm. he had sex. And then I had to try to find a way to escape. Man, yes. I would have got the hell out of there too.
Yeah, after I got out of the bathroom, like, yeah, I gotta go. When I tell you there was tarp on one of the walls, because I don't know if the wall wasn't entirely there, or yeah, he was living in a house that was condemned.
And to me, what scares me about that, and this goes back to like trusting your intuition, and you know, when you see these men do some crazy shit, just walk away from it. I promise you, you will cut that loss and you will feel good about it. Because I mm-hmm. guarantee men like that, some ain't right with that dick. I don't know what.
Yes. You're absolutely right. And that's the thing, because the lights weren't bright enough for me to mm-hmm. even really see it all together. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I didn't suck on it, because I'm thinking like, so yeah. I'm that, so that. Could you imagine? And then have the nurse to call me to ask me the next day when he can see me again. Nigga, I was like, oh, no, I'm really, yeah. I just kept putting him off. My girlfriend's like, you need to tell that nigga no. Like, you're not coming there. You're done. You're not interested. I was like, but I don't want to hurt his feelings. She's like, bitch, are you crazy?
You are that mean.
Man could have chopped you up and had you in his freezer.
You are so mean. Sometimes you don't want to, like, crush their spirit. Right. But.
Bruh, so I just kept ducking him.
Like something.
Yeah, I just kept ducking him until he stopped calling, because I was like, I'm not coming there. And you sure as hell are not coming to my house?
Fuck no. Because then, you know, if his house is that bad, if he come to your house and he see how you live in, then he going to have his spend a night bag every night.
This to spend a night.
And then he got running water like that. No.
Mm-mm. Not even.
That dick is not to be trusted. Nope.
And that's the whole thing. If you don't have running water in your sink, or you have to conserve water or turn off the water, like, how are you bathing? I can't even. I don't even want to think about that, because now I'm actually thinking about the fact that he might not have.
See.
Or if he's like a, you know, like a washer.
Don't feel bad though, because your intuition got you the fuck up out of there. Mm-hmm. I fucked up. I went through with it and I had to pee on somebody. So. Don't get yourself in those situations. Leave.
Jeez. That was crazy. Okay, we're going to totally switch tracks. Okay. Talking about dominance and submissive. Dominance and being submissive. More so because the title of your podcast, mm-hmm. I feel like eventually you're going to get into like the inner working of those kind of things, right?
Of course.
So, excuse me. Do you believe, or do you think, that there are distinct dominant and submissive roles in relationships?
I think.
Or do you think that there are switch roles?
I think you can switch them up. I think it would depend on what it is you like. Because I can say for me personally, you know, most heteronormative relationships, man, woman, the man is known to be the dominant one, the woman is the submissive or whatever. But I've also been in interactions and relationships with men where I was the dominant one.
Oh.
And they were submissive. And not just in a sexual way, but, you know, especially a sexual way. But outside of just that, I've had men tell me, you know, they wanted to be house husbands and stuff like that. And I was the one that went out and I was the hustler and I had to work. And then when it came to sex, I had to be the one to direct the whole thing. For me personally, I'm actually more submissive than anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My current like situation, it's kind of like I don't know how to put it. It's kind of like we exchange roles. Cause sometimes I can be very dominant, very pushy, especially with sex. I will, you know, nigga, lay down. Let me push you down and I'll tell you what the fuck we got to do up in this room tonight. Yes. Yeah. I wear the pants in this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then there's also times where he does that to me.
Yes.
So I don't know. I think it just depends on like what it is you want in your relationship and what it is you're looking for. Because I mean, there's no right or wrong.
Okay. Not really. What are two of your biggest kinks or fetishes, and how did you discover them?
Ooh. Let's see. I don't know if I have any fetishes, but kinks, I'm very much into like the BDSM pain. I just recently started to use a whip, incorporating not a whip, but a flog in sex. And oh my fucking God, why didn't anybody tell me? Nobody sent me a fucking memo. Nobody said, bitch, try this in the bedroom. Nobody told me that.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking gosh.
Yeah, it just amplifies the intensity.
Oh my God. And then if you have somebody, because you know with BDSM and anything where you have to, so I'll preface everything with saying BDSM has always kind of been like my thing because of, it's surface level, it's sexy, it's, you know, different, it's bad, it's pain, it's this and that. Mm-hmm. But on a deeper level, the reason why I like it is because in order to get to that point with anybody that you're having sex with, you have to have a level of trust there.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of new for me because I can't really say that, you know, my past sexual partners, I would trust them with a whip or handcuffs or anything because I just didn't really trust them like that. So you have to get to a point where you have to trust the person that you're with. And then you have to get to a point where you also have to let go. Because you can't be in control when you being, you know, wrapped up and roped up and all kinds of stuff. So for me, I think what turned me on about the whole BDSM thing is that, one, there's so many different avenues to it. But two, it's that trust and the fact that you have to let go. So that's kind of new for me because I don't trust none of these men like that, to be completely honest. You're not tying me up. So you can rob me? Absolutely not. Right? So it was sexy for me with that. And then I think something else that I did not know that I liked. Cream pies.
Really?
I had no fucking clue.
I love you so much.
Because again, nobody told me this. I don't have kids or nothing like that. And I'm very particular about who I let do that to me. Yes. I think I've been having sex since forever. And I've only had that happen to me with three partners. So it's a very sacred thing. But I'm with someone now that does it often. And I don't know what the fuck happens. Cause I've transitioned to watching porn with the cream pie. I used to, you know, I'm all about the whole lesbian and stuff like that, but now it's like, nope, I gotta see it and it gets me off. But it's like once it happened to me for the first time, I had like a surge of horny.
Oh.
For like 48 hours straight. Damn. Cause it was just the thought that, oh my God, this man really nutted in me. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, there's a possibility that, you know, like, oh my God, like, what if I got pregnant? I'm not trying to, even though, you know, that's a risk, of course, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's just the fact that it happened. And then I think for me, it was because he was so bold with it when it first happened. We got tested and everything. Everybody was clean and we already knew what we was getting ourselves into. So we had sex before and he didn't do it. But this time it was kind of like, oh, I'm going to do it. And there's nothing you can do to stop me. And sometimes I like shit like that because I'm weird.
Yeah, that's shit talking.
Oh, baby. Oh, my God. And I thought he was bullshitting. And then he did it for the first time. And he just, like, came in me a few times. And then all I heard him say was, this pussy mine now. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jesus. Ever since then, if I watch regular sex porn, it has to have a cream pie. And I also, like, this is really nasty. The whole DP cream pie. Oh, nigga. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
There's just something really sexy about watching it ooze out.
Oh, my God.
It's just nasty and filthy and dirty and sexy as fuck.
When you're in the moment and you feel it, like, I know you can't always feel it coming inside of you, but it's that pulsating feeling once they leave it in, you can feel it like going soft or even if it's just, I like nut in general. So like if you're sucking dick and he's about to come, it's just something about feeling the dick get really strong and firm and tight and watching their balls like shrivel up just a little bit before they, whew.
I should have told you to keep a cold beverage. I need
some water.
That is so sexy. That is so sexy. Nobody told me.
Oh, that was gosh. So,
and I don't recommend that you do it with everybody because, you know.
No, for sure.
It's bad for your cooch.
Your pH balance, for your everything.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, mm-hmm. But when you find one that can,
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if you've ever, when that does happen, mm-hmm. I'll get him to either make like a video of it or take a picture of it so I can look at it after. Because, you know, like when a bitch has got pretty pussy and then you're watching the cum leak out of it and everything else and it's all glistening and shiny. Listen to me. Hold on. Let's correct it. When you have fat, pretty pussy, because that's what we said, right? Fat, pretty. When you got fat, pretty pussy and you're watching the cream pie come, listen to me.
Oh my God.
The way that she shines and glistens, she's like a rock star. She's a full fucking rock star.
Especially after a fresh wax.
What?
And your clit still kind of hard just a little bit because you still turned on and you just like look back and see that. Oh my God.
I think that's going to be the title of this episode. That pussy is a rock star.
Oh, that pussy is a rock star. That is so awesome. And it is so pretty to watch it just.
It is.
I thought it was the only
thing. And then when he's looking at it. Yeah. Oh, it's just a whole sexy, dirty, sexy scene. Oh, like it just so is. Mm-hmm.
It is.
So you like cream pie. You like, mm-hmm. you discovered that you like flogging. You discovered that you like pain. Mm-hmm. Do you have hard limits? Is there anything that's off the table for you?
The only hard limits that I
Wait. It's a two-part question.
Yes,
so okay. With somebody that you like, are there hard limits? And then with somebody that you're just like, that's like a friends with benefits, somebody that you just fuck from time to time, are there hard limits? Are there hard limits different with that person?
Oh,
are there? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm nasty. We established that. That's why I'm here with AJ, because we're nasty. Yes. That's what we do. That's our lane. So
All right, that's our lane.
For me, with friends with benefits, there's not a lot of hard limits because we came here to fuck. So whatever gets us a nut, I'm with it. I mean, let's try it. If, you know, it is what it is. I think the only hard limits that I have when it comes to friends with benefits is that, one, I really don't like for them to do the whole cream pie thing because it comes with way too many stipulations. Like, I've had a friend with benefits that wanted to try the whole let me nut in you thing. And while I would have been okay with it, it's the fact that now you want me to get on birth control and take plan B and do all this extra shit. And I don't want my experience to be that way. I don't feel like it should. Because now you put me at jeopardy and now I got to take all this extra shit just for you to get yours. And I don't feel like that's fair. So I tend to keep that out of my friends with benefits relationships. Hard limits for both. I don't like pee, really. I don't like to get peed on because obviously I piss on other people.
I was about to say, hello, madam.
I will piss on you.
Did you not pee
you
on the clip, ma'am?
You can't piss on me, though. I can do the pissing. I pee in this motherfucker. You don't pee on me.
Right?
So I don't get peed on. I'm not into scat play at all. I'm not into kink shaming. That's your business if you like it, but I know what the hell I be going through and I don't need to know what you're going through and I don't even want to. I'm not into furry and all that other stuff. I mean, that's you. And then of course I don't like the extreme role play. I've had sex with men that were not black and some of them I think thought, okay, this is my black experience and I can call her, you know, whatever. And I've had nobody call me a nigger or nothing like that. But it's just the fact that once they bring it up, it's like, now I got to shoot this down. And now I don't even feel comfortable because.
Yeah, the fact that they even feel okay to even bring it up.
Oh, you
shouldn't even bring it up.
They are so bold sometimes. They are so bold. But I think those are my only hard limits when it comes to friends with benefits. I think the only one that is not with friends with benefits that I apply to like relationships is I'm kind of iffy on threesomes. I've never had one before, and I'm open to it, but I'm iffy when it comes to relationships, because what I found is that when the subject comes up, nobody really wants to discuss the boundaries before we get into the sex. Yes. And to me, that makes me nervous. So I don't like to go down that avenue, because I don't want it to be a thing where I agree to it and now I'm uncomfortable because you had to have what you wanted. Now, we can get the boundaries established. Okay, we know what we're doing, and you know what I like, and I know what you like, and you know what I don't like, and vice versa. Then, you know, let's try it. But other than that, everything else goes.
Okay. Yeah, scat play is just...
Ugh. I got on
Twitter. And again, Twitter. Like you said, no kink shaming. It's, you know, whatever people like. But I've been talking to this man for like a couple of months now, and he's trying to... He stopped trying to get me used to the idea of it, but the crazy thing is now he's in my head. So every time I go to the bathroom now and it's, you know, the number two, I think of him.
Oh no.
Because he's
taking
like,
over.
He really has. And I message him, I'm like, I don't like the fact that I can't go take a dump without you being in my head.
You ruined my shitty experience. I hope you're happy.
Exactly.
Now I can't even shit in peace.
He's like, I want you to shit on me just once. I'm like, you want me to do what, when? Absolutely not. He's like, okay. I said, first of all, I know it doesn't always smell, but the fact that I know that it smells sometimes, then I'm going to throw up on you. And he's like, well, that's okay. Are you listening to yourself? Vomit and doo-doo? Come on, man. Nobody's afraid of
that. You know what? I'm surprised with men that are okay, like, especially with oral. They cool if you throw up on them or something like that. They're like, no, keep going.
I don't want to throw up on you. And this is a black man. I always thought that black men don't like that kind of stuff. Like, I always feel like it's other ethnicities that are kind of more broader thinking in terms of what they... But it's not.
No.
Because he said the same thing. He's like, I would fuck your throat until you, like, till you vomit.
Yeah.
All over me. I'm like, are you listening to yourself? He's like, I know what I just said.
They love that. And I think it's
he's like, that's how I know the dick is deep in your throat.
Oh my God.
Listen to me, sir.
He's trying to suffocate. He's trying to purge you of some demon that we don't know about. I don't know.
Whatever that demon is, it can stay right where it is, because I'm just trying to vomit.
It's not bothering nobody.
Listen, I watched, and I took ambition to go actually find this video. Sukiana, that she's on Instagram. Like, she's a, yeah. So her and her fiance, Kill Bill, they've made porn videos or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'd read that there was a video where she's sucking his dick and he fucks her throat so much that she gags on it and she literally vomits. And he keeps telling her, suck that dick. It's your dick. You said you want it. Suck it.
Oh.
And I took ambition. I went and looked for the video. And sure enough, she vomits all over his dick. He says he talks his shit to her. The vomit is on her arm, on his leg. Like, it's right. And she keeps sucking his dick with throw up all over his dick. And all I'm thinking to myself is, you're sucking back your throw up?
Hold on, I need to click, because I haven't seen it. So when you say throw up, we talking like the real throw up, like from the gut. Because you know, sometimes we...
Not spit.
Yeah, it's
not like bile, like actual chunks of stuff came up out of her throat, all over this man's dick, all over his leg, and all over her arm. She was on her knees in front of him. They were sitting outside in the backyard or something.
Oh, no.
And she looked at it and she kept sucking.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, you're sucking your throw up. Like, you're swallowing back your throw up.
I'm going to throw up
absolutely
after hangovers and didn't even want to eat. I don't want to go back down my throat.
Listen to me.
If that's...
And like I said, whatever works for people is what works for people. I just know for me, that's a hard... That's an absolute no.
I think it was on Twitter. I seen, I don't even know how I got there, but if you look up scat, and I don't know if Twitter has cleaned this out because of, you know, they've been going hard lately with cleaning up accounts, but I saw some interesting stuff over there. People sending pictures of like them taking number two and doing it in brownies and heels. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, again, that's your fetish, baby. I can't say nothing about you, but listen.
And there are people who pay for these videos. There are people who pay for pictures of it.
For this. I'm not... Sometimes I go on plant-based diets. You don't want to know what come out of me. Trust me. Keep that a secret. Because then you're not going to think I'm cute no more once that happens. So just let's not go down that road. Just go.
That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes it smells crazy and okay. sometimes it doesn't smell as crazy. And he's like, mm-hmm. you know, he's like, okay, well, you could just do it and then leave. And then, so I'm saying to him, so when I leave, then what are you doing with it? Listen to me, sir. We're just
wait
not.
A minute.
Yeah. yeah.
Wait yeah. a second.
So he wanted me to take a dump on his back. This is what he's requested for me to shit on his back. And then I can leave the room because he's like, I know the smell is going to bother you or just the idea of it. But then I'm saying to him, one, how are you going to clean it up off your body if it's on your back? Two, what are you doing with it after I leave?
Oh my God.
Yeah. But this person, he's by far the kinkiest man I've ever encountered in my life. Like when he tells me about the things that he likes and the things that he'd like for us to do or the things that he'd like for me to do, I'm like, Reggie, like there's a lot of stuff that I'm really cool with, like really and truly, but some of the things that you're telling me, nah, boss.
You know what though? I've dated somebody that he didn't have like a scat or a pee fetish or nothing like that, but he was into cuckolds. And mm-hmm. I kind of think he was bisexual, but that's not my tea to spill. So I mm-hmm. went along. But I enjoy dating people that explore sexuality like that, even if yes. I don't quite agree with what kinks and fetishes they have. Because mm-hmm. it always makes me think about, like, it makes you ask yourself those hard questions. Like, okay, so why don't I want to do this? Or,
right.
you know, why mm-hmm. is this something that I feel like I want to do? Is this truly, you know, you have to do some yes. deep diving just before you even say yes or no, because you don't fucking know.
And it's true.
That you do like it. Cause hell,
it's true.
Thought, you know, back then I was so against, I was never homophobic. Never, mm-hmm. never. I've had gay friends. I've had trans friends. You know, I'm with all that. But for me sexually, I've never wanted to see like the person that I was with fondling another man. But then when I met him, it was like, well, I like him. I thought I loved him. Can I put my pride to the side for a second so that he can get his? And then when I started looking into like the porn and stuff, I found out I was kind of aroused by it. I was like, wait,
mm-hmm.
this is kind of sexy. It's nasty.
I like cuckold porn. And that's what I'm saying. Like with him, I've discovered that my I have three hard limits.
Mm-hmm.
No shit. No scat play. Although I told him I would consider doing it once, like I would either shit on a plate, shit in a bowl, or shit on him once.
Okay.
No vomit, because that's just I can't
throw up
because it's just gonna make me vomit more.
Right.
And no like cigarette burns cigar burns or anything like that.
Yeah, no.
But everything else, like through him, I've discovered that I would actually like to see him suck another man's dick. Mm-hmm. Or I would like to, you know, if I'm fucking somebody else and he's in the room watching and that man comes in my pussy, that he would come and clean it up.
Yes.
So, okay.
I'm so glad that you said that. Damn.
Yeah, like it's, you know what I mean? And it's exactly like you say, like until you ask yourself the question, like, well, why wouldn't you? Like, unless you have a concrete reason for not liking it, and saying that, oh, well, I just know that I wouldn't like that. That's just not enough.
I did.
It's just not enough.
Why we never got to that point. So we had an instance where with the cuckold thing, I ended up having sex with one of his friends while him and his friends watched. Mm. So he didn't clean up or anything. I wish he would have now, thinking back on it. But at that point, I wasn't at the comfortability level to just see him play with another man. So for me, that was my only request. I'll do this. I'll try this with you, but I'm not quite ready for the bi experience. So I get that's what you want to do, but ease me into it. He couldn't ease me into it because he was like trying to force me to be okay with it sooner than I was okay with it. And I think that's the only reason why we didn't go down that road. But now,
And that was my question. The next question I was going to ask you is, would you date or sleep with a man who's expressed interest in other men? Like not outright, but that, you know, like a cuckold situation or, you know, the situation where like, you know, let's say he's like, I'd like to do a threesome, mm-hmm. but I don't necessarily want to be involved in that way. Like, I want to watch him fuck you. Mm-hmm. You know, the two of us will interact. But when he's done coming and you are coming on you, I want to clean you up.
Yes. That's one of my favorite porn categories. Yes.
Oh, girl.
Yes.
We're kindred spirits.
Yes, we are. I love to see, like, especially if it's like a multiple cream pie situation, like mm-hmm. if it's wet and messy, and then he comes and he cleans it up, I would be down for that. Now that I'm older, hell yes. Hell mm-hmm. absolutely yes. Fuck yes. When I was 21, I would have called you something. I would have been like, you're bisexual, aren't you? And you just trying yeah. to get me into this, and I'm not into that. But now I think, I don't know. I think it's because we're having open conversations like this
yes.
to where we can yes. be comfortable with just saying like, yeah, what I like may not be the norm, but it's my norm and mm-hmm. deal with it. I think because...
And you said it perfectly. It's your norm.
It's me. It's what yes. I want. And I feel yes. like now because we have the capability to have these conversations and say what it is we want, we can choose to be more open sexually and we can try new things without the fear of, you know, oh, does that make him gay or does that make him bi or do I have to worry about him doing X, Y, Z? Because who gives a shit? As long as that dick is clean, we have established yep. boundaries, we know what yep. we came in here to do and everybody has consented, let's fuck. Why?
Absolutely.
Why are we doing all this extra shit? But I love now that we can say, you know, I would totally date a bi man. And I would have sex if it was like a couple experience and you wanted to fuck with a man or see somebody else fuck me. Or I think with my last partner, he had a cum fetish as well. And he wanted someone to fuck me, but he wanted them to nut on his face.
Oh.
Yeah, he wanted to catch it. So,
oh.
right. And at first I was
like him.
Fuck no. At first, I was like, are you crazy? Because he was such a big guy. He was a personal trainer, big old swole, muscular. And I'm like, I got to see my boyfriend on his knees get nutted on? What the fuck? No.
Yeah.
But now I'm grown. And we've, you know, talked about so much. And now sexuality is so fluid and bendy. And we mm-hmm. can try different things and not feel shame. If I was put back into that situation again today, I would let him do it and I would record it so I could masturbate to it later.
Listen, I want to clap, but I don't know if it's going to be too loud in the microphone.
It's cool.
But
it's cool. That is so nasty.
It's, yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, we're in a position now, we're in a generation now, we're in an age now where you can have open conversations, mm. the conversations that our parents didn't have with us, mm. their parents didn't have with them, and the generations that went before that, the kind of conversations, like you said, that they don't talk to you about mm. in school. Like, talk to me about real shit that is likely to happen when I go out there into the world. You know what I mean? Don't talk to me about the basics of, oh, you know, there's a penis in the vagina and the penis ejaculates in the vagina and you could get pregnant. There's more to it than that. You don't even teach boys where the fucking clit is. How about you teach them that,
and
that when they're in high school?
Was so much drama.
And time.
Oh,
and time.
God.
And wasted energy.
But the clit. Yeah. Yeah. Why are you on my thigh? My clit is over here. I came to get my pussy ate. What are you doing over there? There's so many different things. Funny. Like, even with the ass eating situation, I mm-hmm. found now, you know, I think back in 2016, you say you eat ass and people look at you like, you what?
Yeah, like the fuck? What do you do? You
nasty bitch. Ew.
Yeah.
But
now if you don't, something's wrong with you.
If you don't, you sick.
Yeah.
You're not eating ass.
Yeah. But do you remember when you were younger, it's like, you know, the basics of sucking dick and eating pussy made you a freak?
Oh my
And now
God.
Sucking dick and eating pussy is just, it's like kissing. And it's just like
it's still some adults out there that think eating pussy and, you know, sucking dick is freaky. And I'm just like, oh, baby,
they need to come up to speed. Because
baby, you
it's
got so much to learn because even eating ass to me is not taboo anymore. It's not.
It's just a regular part of what's going on.
I mean, you fucking with somebody, if they clean, you eat every part of their ass.
And that's it. I think that people are so worried. And this is the thing. If you're not taking your business outside of the bedroom, if you're not taking your business into the streets,
girl.
Why are you worried about what someone is going to say about what they don't know?
Are they going to beat your ass?
Right? People's problem is they're so worried about what somebody else is going to say or think about their sexual habits and their sexual preferences and their sexual choices and their sexual experiences. If you're not fucking telling nobody what it is that you're doing behind closed doors, what would you have to worry about?
Your business. And you know what? I think, so with my ex, it was such a crazy way that I found out that he liked this kind of stuff. And it's one of the reasons why I think with men specifically, and I'm a woman, I can't speak for them, but this is just my guess. Some of them, it's not even like the fear. I think it's more so just an insecurity or something that they don't, that prevents them from wanting to explore deeper into what they may or may not like. Cause everything that you try, you're not going to like. But with him, he kind of came off as homophobic at first. He would make, he would make some very questionable jokes. And again, I've never been homophobic. I've always had gay friends. I've always had queer friends, trans friends. So, you know, for me, when he started that, I was kind of off-put at first. I was like, where did this come from? When you starting this? Because I didn't know that's what type of time we was on. And then as time went on and we started exploring our sexuality more, that's when he started to come out with the, you know, I was thinking maybe we should try a man, female threesome. And I'm like, you, Mr. Homophobe? Because that's not what you were saying. You know, last year you was, ew, gay men, ew, I'd never touch a dick, ew, I'd never. So really that was just your insecurity trying to, you know, put up a front so it didn't look like you was gay. And to me, it don't make you gay because you want to. You just, we fucking just, who gives a shit?
Yeah. But yeah.
We got a long way to go.
We do. I mean, I think the good thing is that there is a lot more exposure. A lot more. I mean, although some things are still considered taboo and some conversations not being had, there, you know, there's less stigma around certain conversations. And people are definitely talking more, and you know, with podcasts like yours and mine and some others that deal head on with sex and sexuality and intimacy and relationships, it's definitely giving people, you know, some place where they can go, where they feel, where they don't feel alone. They don't feel isolated. They don't feel like they're weird. They don't feel like, you know, what they like is abnormal, and they feel less embarrassed and less shamed. And, you know, these are spaces where they find people that they can relate to and other people who even like ask us questions, you know, that they want answered on the podcast, that they know outside of the platforms that we host, that there are people who are listening and people who are writing in that feel the same way that they do and think the same way that they do. So it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So we are going to wrap up shortly, but before we go, I want to ask you some rapid fire questions. You have no time to think. You literally have like 5 seconds to answer each. Three seconds to answer each. 10 questions. Okay. It's the hot seat.
Ooh, okay. My ready? Ass is hot. Let's go.
And go. Number one, give me another name for dick.
Penis.
Give me another name for pussy.
Coochie.
Give me another name for titties.
Boobies.
Superhero or villain?
Villain.
Should ass jiggle or be firm?
Jiggle.
Should dick have length or girth? You can only pick one.
Oh, girth.
Fuck on the first date, yes or no?
Yes.
Spit or swallow?
Swallow.
Outside of cheating, what is one of the biggest things that causes relationship breakups?
Financial issues.
Okay. He doesn't make you come, but you like him. Stay or dump?
Stay.
Okay, that's it.
You can teach him how to fuck. I'm girl. We're going to do this. You're going to make me nut. The fuck you thought? You can come here to not work.
So if you could leave our listeners with one piece of advice to help them delve into and explore the world of kink or their sexuality or sex on a whole, what would you tell them?
I was going to say fuck the world, but that comes off real harsh. So maybe I'll say don't be afraid to explore. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to... You know, even if it's not the norm, don't be afraid to try it. People may look at you and say like, that's wrong or that's gross. honestly, when it comes to sex, my thing is, as long as you're not hurting anyone, as long as you're not, you know, taking advantage of anyone, as long as you're being honest and everyone that's involved is consenting, it's okay. And that goes for, you know, men, women, gender, nonconforming, whoever, queer or not queer, it doesn't matter. If there's something that you want to try, if there's a part of your sexuality that you feel is lacking or that you want to experience, go try it. What you scared for, baby? We only live once.
Preach. Q, thank you so much for being on this episode with me. I love you dearly. Thank you. Please, again, let everyone know who you are, your podcast, where they can find you, how they can get in contact with you. If they want to submit, you know, something for you to talk about on your podcast, give them all the information of how they can get to you.
Well, I'll start off by saying y'all already know by this point, my crazy ass is low key. my platform is the Ropes and Handcuffs Podcast. As of now, I just have Twitter. It's RNH Pod, and then Instagram Ropes _ and _ the word and then _ cuffs. My podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud. I have a website, but I'm not gonna plug her right now because sis is going through updates. She is getting her she's recovering from
getting a makeover.
Yes, oh, ma'am. She didn't got her titties done, so she is recovering. But you can, you know, if y'all got questions, if y'all want to talk to me, if y'all want to come on the show, if y'all want to ask me some questions about some crazy shit, if you want to hear more about the nigga that like his dick licked like a clit, hell.
Oh my god!
You can hit me up on any of those platforms. I hate him for that. I unfucked him in my head, but I will forever hate him for that because every time I say that to anybody, they look at me like, "What the fuck did you just say?" Lick it like a clit.
Oh my chest! Oh my goodness me! That's the greatest story ever. Pum Pum Posse, bless up yourself. Thank you for being here for another episode of the Pum Pum Chronicles. Y'all stay blessed, stay safe. Don't let the Rona get you.
Please.
Don't be out here licking no dicks that look like a clit unless that's the intention. But you know,
and wear condoms that fit.
Wear condoms that fit. That's wear your size.
Be true to you.
Be. It's okay to be ambitious, but don't embarrass yourself. Just wear your size. They've got a whole right.
The streets is watching. Don't.
And on that happy note, we are out.
Bye.
And you don't stop. Keep it on. You don't stop. Keep it on. Keep it on. Where the party at?
After the party.